Anthony Rirenui is in for a kōrero. Anthony hails from Ngāti Rangi and Ngāti Rangi Nui. He's the head of Māori Financial Solutions for Business Banking at the ASB. And we thank him for joining us. Māori leaders from the banking sector have established the first Māori bankers, or rōpū, it's known as tāwhia, to share ideas and deepen the understanding of key issues for tangata whenua within the banking sector. The rōpū includes senior representatives from the ASB, from Westbank, ANZ, BNZ, Kiwi Bank, Heartland, and the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, Te Pūtea Matua, as an observer and kaitiaki to the financial system. It's great having you on the program today, Anthony. Tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe.
Ngā mihi nui kia koe, Anthony. This is interesting that we should put a rōpū together Māori. Why was it necessary, do you think, to set up an organisation like tāwhia, Anthony?
Well, firstly, thanks for inviting me on this morning. I think this rōpū and my colleagues, we think it's vitally important that we do come together, much like the lawyers with Hunga Roia, who have been long established, and Ngāi Taupatau Māori accountants. So we believe that we need a rōpū that can represent Māori in the financial industries. Also, with the compounding economic impacts of COVID, we think a rōpū like this is vitally important to provide, I guess, a Māori voice to the sector, to the organisations, and also provide, kōrero how we address some of the issues that we're facing at the moment. It's a long time coming, to be honest, we're very excited by coming together in this rōpū, we've got some challenges to steer into and to support the financial industry in terms of addressing some of these.
I'm led to believe that banks are super competitive with each other. Is this a bit rare to come together with a single focus? Obviously, it's to do with encouraging growth in the Māori business sector or Māori banking community. But how often would the banks collaborate in this way?
Well, at the moment, banks actually do collaborate through the NZBA, which is the New Zealand Bankers Association. So they do collaborate, and that institution, which we are working with also in parallel, they bring together all the banks and discuss issues, and then also liaise with the Reserve Bank. There is an existing body that already exists, but it's key that we have a Māori voice in the form of tāwhia, we see this as a exciting opportunity to voice key issues for Māori.
Okay, so let's talk how it might work and what we've spoken about, how it was set up or why it was set up. I didn't realise there were so many high-powered Māori bankers, mate, but who are some of these people, like you're associated with the ASB? Who else would you suggest or throw some names up of others of our own people, Anthony? Because a lot of our kei whakarongo probably wouldn't be aware just how many Māori we've got in senior banking circles.
Yeah, so the co-chair of tāwhia is Fontaine Moses Te Kani, and she's at Westpac. We've also got David Harrison and Carlene Everett from the ANZ. We've got Renata Blair at the BNZ. We've got Te Aho Pihama at the Kiwi Bank. We've got Joe McNaught at Heartland, and you've got Tawa Campbell Seymour and myself at the ASB. So these are the foundation members, and also linked to those organisations that they represent. But we've also been well supported by Te Pūtea Matua, RBNZ, and that's through Adrian Orr, and also Juliet Tainui Hernandez, and Narimu Parata. So we do have support from RBNZ, and it's great to have that support from the governor.
Well, Adrian, he Māori ne, he Māori no kokairini, Adrian Orr.
He's got.
It's good to know. Hey, listen, so we've got this organisation. How can our organisations, and I know it's a bit of a general question, our Māori organisations, whether that's high-powered business or small SMEs, I should say, how can our people work better with their banks, do you think, Anthony?
Well, I think just taking it back to Tāwhia, when we set up this organisation, obviously we had a lot of passionate Māori that were starting these conversations, and it's great to get to terms of reference where we've had our CEOs of each organisation support this. We thought it was important that we set up Ki Pō. If I could walk you through that, Dale, just some of the key areas which actually relate to the support to our communities. First and foremost, so we decided that we really need to be focused. We really wanted to be action orientated, to be honest, and we wanted to focus on key areas that we thought that we could make a difference, and we think they need to be invested into, and from our position, provide a Māori voice, but also partner with the likes of New Zealand Bankers Association, with the likes of to Pūtea Matua and other government organisations as well. So the initial areas that we're focusing on, and we're still in our infancy, is Te Pau, where is it? Te Pau Kaiawha, and that's bolstering access to capital, so access to finance and capital in developing Māori land and housing. Po number two, Te Pau Tuku Manawa, so contributing to financial literacy for Māori. We see that as an important function from examples of ensuring Māori signing up for KiwiSaver and they understand KiwiSaver, to financial literacy across the board. And then three, Te Pau Tuarongo, working on the financial sector to boost employment for Māori across the banking and financial sector. So what we see, Dale, is Māori are underrepresented in the financial and banking sectors, and it's a very low number. We believe it's about 2%. So it's something that needs investment. There needs to be a pipeline of talent, and banks are hiring Māori and building, and they've acknowledged that, but there needs to be more. And I guess for us as bankers, as Māori bankers, we are keen to ensure that there is quite a clear narrative about careers in banking and finance, and the impact that individuals can have on their communities through a career in banking and finance. So those three key areas are the focus of Tāwhia as a rōpū as we start on this in this journey. Those are clear links to our communities. So those are our focal points as we start out.